Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is divine healing, and we're doing part 37. And the topic is part 2 of God's covenant of healing. We see in the scriptures that Jesus bore the last sacrifice of the Old Testament in John chapter 1, verse 29. The Old Testament sacrifice, as we've said before, only covered sin, but it did not do away with sin. The New Testament sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, did completely away with sin, and we read this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your sacrifice, you now stand before God clean and pure, just as if you have never sinned. When sin entered into the world, it brought with it the forces of destruction, of death, of sickness, and poverty and fear, which is called a curse. We see this in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 2. Reading from verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Through the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross, who is the Lamb of God, our redemption was made complete. We read this in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. From verse 13, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree or a cross,' that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." The curse of the law was the penalty for anyone who disobeyed the statutes or the commands of the Levitical law. Jesus bore the curse that we could receive the blessings. We see this in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. And it says, "If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14, it lists the conditions and the blessings. In verses 15 to 68, it lists the curse and what can happen if we disobey the word of God. In the curse, we find every sickness and disease, poverty, lack, pain, suffering. And we see in verse 61, every plague that is not named also. What this is actually saying is every sickness and disease that has been, that is now, and that will to come, that has a name or not a name, is under the curse. And if you're in Christ, if you've given your heart to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, then you are not under the curse anymore. You're under the blessings. And in the blessings, God provides healing and deliverance. When Jesus went to the cross as the Lamb of God, he was the last sacrifice of the Old Covenant or the Old Testament. He took the curse upon himself. He defeated it, so we could come under the blessings. Jesus bore the curse of the law so we could be blessed. Because we receive his sacrifice as our own by making him Lord and Savior, we become Abraham's seed and heirs according to the blessing. Let me now talk about the spirit of infirmity, the woman who had the spirit of infirmity. To do this, we have to go to Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 16. But let me start at verse 10. "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, 'Woman, you are loose from your infirmity.' And he laid hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, 'There are 6 days on which men ought to work, therefore come and be healed on one of them, and not on the Sabbath day.' Jesus," or the Lord, "then answered him and said, 'Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loosen his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from her bondage on the Sabbath.'" It's very interesting in these scriptures here where you see Satan had bound this woman for 18 years. In these scriptures I've just read, Jesus showed the woman that was bowed over, she had a covenant through Abraham, and Satan had her bound for 18 years. The Abrahamic covenant had been in operation for many years, but because of religion and tradition, people did not remember it. This woman was ignorant of her covenant with God. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And this scripture reads, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This woman had been bound over for 18 years by Satan because she didn't know the terms of her covenant through Abraham. The Bible says also, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the blessings. Many born-again believers today don't know the terms of their covenant with God or their agreement with God, the blood covenant. Many believers today don't understand that they are redeemed from every sickness and disease that is named or not named, and they also have the authority over sickness and disease to lay hands upon the sick and see them healed. Many believers today that are born again are walking ignorant of their agreement with God or their terms of the agreement or the Bible promises of God. And they, like this woman, are bound up in sickness and disease. God wants us to know and understand where we stand in the New Testament through Christ Jesus and the promises of God that belong to us for healing. Please remember also that Jesus Christ ministered as a prophet under the Abrahamic covenant and healed people. Healing belonged to this woman and healing belongs to you if you be Christ. That means if you're born again and given your heart and life to Christ Jesus. Then it says you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, which includes physical healing. When a person becomes born again, there is a time period of growing in the Word of God, a spiritual maturity. We start off as babe or baby Christians or carnal Christians, and we gradually work our way through the scriptures and grow in faith to become spiritual adults. God wants us to walk in the fullness of Christ Jesus, because Jesus also said, the works that I've done, you will do an even greater. God wants us to grow up, to become spiritual, mature adults, and to operate in the healing ministry and to receive the healing ministry in our own lives. In the Word of God, it talks about two levels of spiritual authority. These can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. When you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you made him Lord of your life, and you were born of God, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. And at that point, you entered the family of God into spiritual affairs as a newborn baby, but God wants you to take his word, grow on the word, and become spiritual adults to operate in the healing ministry as well. Realize your position in and through Christ Jesus. You are a child of God, growing and maturing to become sons and daughters of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Consequently, you are entitled to all the rights and privileges in the blessings through and in Christ Jesus in the kingdom of God. And one of those rights is health and healing. It is important for all believers to get to know the promises of God that belong to them, whether it's got to do with prosperity, whether it's got to do with deliverance and or healing. Go to the Word of God, find the promises and understand you have an agreement through Christ Jesus, through God to the blessings of Abraham. And in those blessings of Abraham, you are redeemed from all sicknesses and diseases that are named and not named. And you come under the healing promises of God in and through Christ Jesus. Thank you for being with me through this series of Divine Health. I hope I've explained some of the points that you need to know about as you step into the healing ministry. Thank you for being with me and God bless.